Folks, this is Fred Maddox saying let's smile and dance with the Maddox Brothers Knows, the most colorful western and hillbilly band in America. There's Cal, the laughing cowboy.
I had always said I was going to be a movie star. I didn't make it, but I came as close to it, I guess, as you can get.
Last but not least, there's Rose, the sweetheart of Hillbilly Swang and little sister of the Maddox Brothers and Rose.
Thanks, Fred, and hello, friends out in Radioland. We've got the best uniforms in the business, but you'll have to see them to appreciate them. Come on out, and we'll keep you entertained.
We came from Alabama, you know, on a freight train. Mama and Papa and five of us kids. Just like the song goes, a sharecropper's family down and out in Alabama.
Mama said it's time for us to leave. Sold everything we had. California was the land where we can pick the gold right off the tree.
It was during the Dust Bowl days. And when we got out here, finally, we found out that the gold wasn't on trees. It was, but it was in the disguise of the golden fruits of the San Joaquin Valley.
When Rose and her family came out on the freight trains from Alabama, it was hard times, especially in the South. They came out for a better life, and they started picking fruit. It was hard. Rose talks about washing dishes in the tent. They lived in tents, and they would sit around the campfire at night and sing songs and tell stories, entertain themselves.
Southern California was full of Okies, Arkies. All these people were displaced people. They had left Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri and Arkansas and brought their guitars with them and brought their music with them.
Howdy, folks. Here we are with the Maddox Brothers and Bros.
The way Fred tells it, that they're out picking cotton down somewhere south of Bakersfield, and it's a cold morning, and they're going down the row picking cotton as fast as they can. And they look back, and Fred's just sitting on his sack. He's not working. They say, Fred, what you doing? He says, I'm thinking. He says, what are you thinking about, Fred? He says, I'm thinking we ought to go into the music business. So that very day, they packed up and went back to Modesto, where they were living there. And Fred went down to the biggest businessman he knew, Jim Rice, who had a furniture store. And said, here's the idea. We want to be on radio. We want you to be our sponsor. And Jim Rice agreed, yes, he'd do the sponsoring. He'd get them a show, but they had to have a girl singer.
Fred said, oh, we got the best one that's ever been. He said he didn't know if I could sing or not. Said the only thing he'd ever heard was when I was doing the dishes in the tent. He said you could hear your bellin' a mile away, and I didn't know if you could sing or not. He didn't tell him that it was a kid, 11-year-old kid.
What do you say? We get Rose up here, little cowgirl yoder, and what are you going to do for us today, Rose?
Let me ride my pony down Sunset Trail.
Well, I'll let you if you want to.
Let me ride my pony down the Sunset Trail neath the dear old western sky. Let me sing a song to the one that I love while he's riding by my side.
This is Tennessee Ernie Ford. I first remember the Maddox Brothers and Rose in the mid-40s. The Maddox Brothers and Rose, the world's most colorful hillbilly band, traveling in five Fleetwood Cadillacs of all colors. Fred's bass on top of one of them. And costumes? Oh, their costumes would make Liberace look like a plucked chicken.
I was known as the sweetheart of Hillbilly Swing. We was an awesome sight when we would pull up to the dance halls. Then we'd get out of the car in those costumes, and the people's mouth would just fall open. They'd say, what is it?
When they hit town, it was like a parade. They'd come right down the main part of the town. There'd been all these Cadillacs. Mom would say, you get out of the car and go get up there to rehearse, you know? She was kind of like an old hen with a bunch of chicks.
Howdy, everybody. You know, it happened that way moving west. We're calling on the Maddox Brothers and Rose to get out here to open one up here with called Down, Down, Down.
I'm a-going down, 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 a-going down, down, down. I got nobody to love me now. I'm far away.
We When they hit that stage, it just exploded. Most of these nice little country girl singers have little pinafores, you know, and very sweet, and they come out and sing, "Have I told you lately that I love you?" Well, when Rose came out, she had on a wild cowgirl outfit with white fringe all over it, you know, and purple, pink, and green boots, and they were pretty wild props, too, like an old toilet seat or something. And
it was a gun. A gun for shooting the Philadelphia lawyer with.
Oh, and they brought an outhouse with them, okay, and they set that up on the stage. You remember that?
My playmates, they don't like me because I'm not kind and sweet. I make ugly faces at the boys out on the street. Mama says it's naughty, I don't see why she should. But she makes me go to bed, so I'll be good. Mama, please dear Mama.
Mama Maddox seemed to be with Rose no matter where they went. She was very smart, business-wise. She picked out the boots, the shoe, the belt, the hats, everything. She picked out their cars. In fact, I think she was the secret of the whole group. She held them together.
Mama Maddox was indescribable. She was very set in her ways and bound and determined that if she couldn't make good, her kids was going to.
Rose was tied to her mother, apron strings, pretty close. And I think that Mama Maddox didn't want her falling in love. I always thought that Mama Maddox realized the importance of Rose. Because with Rose, they didn't have anything else. I mean, sure, they had a band. But she was their vocal sound.
She was a very dominant woman. Never once in my life do I remember her ever saying, "I love you." Never once. This guy had been after me for a long time. I'd never even been out with him. And so after the boys got drafted, she said, "Well, Rose, I think since you ain't got your brothers here to look after you, that you should go ahead and marry him." So I did. And it was the most sorrowful day of my life, I think. I cried and I cried and I cried. But it was too late then. And we produced a son out of it.
When I was single, I used to be afraid. No one would ever wed me and I'd die sour old maid. Now I'm married and I set me down to weep. Cause my husband chaws tobacco and he snores in his sleep. Oh Lord, I wish I was a single girl again. Lord, I wish I was a single girl again.
I wish I was a single boy again.
I'm a different person when I go on that stage to what I am off of it. To me, that stage is my world. When I'm on that stage, that belongs to me and nobody else, because they have come out to see me, to forget about their problems.
Thank you very much. We had a request for Shelley's Winter Love, so let's do it. I know I'm only Shelley's winter love. You guys know this?
Not very well.
We do
not very well.
I'm just glad you can't hear out of that one ear.
I could hear enough that I knew you wasn't doing something right.
I don't think I'm difficult to work with, but a lot of the musicians that I have to work with think I am very difficult to work for. They're afraid of me.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Oh, Lord. Let me hear my chord. Thank you. I know I'm only Shelley's winter love. He only seems to need me. That's a G. Then D. You're not following me.
I think that Rose was a rose among the thorns of the men, okay? And she handled herself very well because men can get a little aggressive, especially musicians. She could do a man's song. For years and years and years, there were certain songs that girls would not sing. She kind of pioneered that field too, I would think. Rose influenced a lot of the girl singers. Tammy Wynette. I'm sure Loretta Lynn learned a lot from Rose, and maybe even Patsy Cline might have been influenced by Rose Maddox. She knew what the song was saying.
Well, I look back on my career, and I think that I have been a very, very lucky person I've never gotten rich, far from it, but I've lived a comfortable life. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I might make it.
I remember my brothers and the sweet harmony. All have passed on except Don and me. But I still sing the songs of the memories we made. The heyday is over, but the feeling remains. When the Maddox brothers and Rose took the stage, everyone stopped to hear the songs that we sang. For my brothers, it's over. For me, it remains. I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage. That's all I'll do until I'm called home. To be with my brothers united again. I know they are picking in God's holy band. When the Maddox brothers and Rose took the stage, everyone stopped to hear the songs that we sang. For my brothers, it's over. For me, it remains. I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage. Everyone stopped to hear the songs that we sang. For my brothers, it's over. For me, it remains. I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage. Yes, I'll join them tomorrow, but tonight I'm on stage.